This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
It's time to chat some nutrition here on the podcast, and it's often one of the disciplines that's totally overlooked. We're going to chat to Arlene Ayoub on today's podcast to find out a little bit more about what she does from a nutrition point of view, how she approaches her races, and just training in general. That's coming up in just a moment. Just a massive thank you once again to every single person who is supporting the Kona Edge, our superstar patrons. If you want to check out our Hall of Fame, just head over to thekonaedge.com/patrons, and you can see who is backing the Kona Edge and keeping things going, so to speak. And you can become one of those patrons too. All the details are on that page, or you can head over to thekonaedge.com/support to find out more. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom. All the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Time to chat some nutrition. We're joined by Arlene Ayoub once again. Arlene, welcome back. Nice to touch base. We haven't spoken at all about your nutrition, and it's often said that it's the fourth discipline. Would you agree with that statement? Is it right up there as one of the most important sort of legs of triathlon to keep you going?
Well, it's hugely important, and I think we all know people who have had to bow out of races because of nutrition issues, gastric issues. We started eating keto about a year and a half ago. So we eliminated a lot of sugars in our daily diet. More fats, we put back in more fats, a lot of protein. And it's really worked for my husband and I. And in terms of racing, making those changes in our diet has turned us into fat burning. When we run, when we race. So I think nutritionally wise, that's the biggest change that we've both made. Sugar was not my my friend. So I try and avoid sugar at all costs in a race. That being said, on the run, if I need a half a glass of Coke, I'm gonna take it to finish the day. But overall, we try and pick supplements and bars that have as few sugars and carbohydrates as possible.
I was going to ask, from a fueling on race day perspective, most races have the normals, the Gatorades, that sort of thing, which are packed with sugar. I mean, those things are, it's basically sugar water, that's all it is. How do you fuel on race day, being that you've cut out most sugars and most sort of carbs? What's the strategy?
Water, and make sure we have enough salt. And on a longer race, like something like Kona, if I do have to stop and grab a Gatorade, well, I'll still have it. But I try and keep it, you know, I'll take a couple of mouthfuls of it perhaps and keep the water going.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and you talk about water. I do quite a bit of stuff with quite a bit of work with a professor here in South Africa who's fairly well known globally, Professor Tim Noakes, and it's just amazing. He's a huge proponent of the low carb, high fat sort of diet, and it's phenomenal seeing athletes and some top athletes who race that way, and the results they're getting. You burn fat, you turn into this sort of slow burning diesel engine that can just go for days.
Yeah, and so your endurance, you're very endurant on that type of, on that way of eating. And just in my daily life, I know that my My energy levels are very stable, and my tummy's a lot happier. And really, it's not a difficult way to eat. You can, you know, you can eat any protein, really, any dark vegetable. So we didn't find the switch very difficult. Although, you know, once in a while, I'd love to have a big chocolate donut, but the benefits have really outweighed any sense of deprivation that we felt from changing our diet.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're eating sort of that way too, there's some great things that you can eat that sort of the old paradigm of eating, people think fats, it's bad for your heart and it's cholesterol. Yeah. There's some amazing, amazing food stuff that you can eat. Like you say, you're not depriving yourself eating that way.
No, and you know what? Butter is back on my list. bacon is back on my list. High-fat yogurt. And we've learned, we've found amazing recipes, you know. So people that come to eat, or you know, our children or grandchildren are sometimes eating things that they, a chocolate cake that they didn't know was made out of avocado, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It is amazing. Arlene, I think it's fantastic. Thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Best of luck in the upcoming races, and we look forward to seeing you racing once again on the Big Island. It's becoming a habit, and we can't wait to see you doing it till you're 80, 90 years old.
Thanks a lot, Brad. Thank you for all your time.
As always here on the podcast, we wrap things up with an iTunes review. And today's comes from Eagle8508 in the United States, saying, great information. As a novice racer, every episode's provided me with great tips for success and great things to think about. Keep up the great work. Eagle8508, thank you, sir or ma'am, for that iTunes review. I love reading them. I read every single one of them, so keep them coming. If you'd like to find out how to leave a review and what you can win by leaving us a review, head over to thekonaedge.com/win. That's where you can get all the details up for grabs. An Ironman entry. I'm going to be paying for somebody to race once again in 2017. So, go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/win.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to putting world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.